Never fails.
Can't get where I'm going. So off to work this morning, and of course now there's a train. So I'm sitting here waiting on the train. But fortunately, see, the Great One doesn't leave for work at the last fucking minute like normies do. The Great One leaves 35 minutes before he's got to be there with a 15-minute-ish drive ahead of him. But still, so this is the second week that I've been working again and having to readapt. And this gig is actually 40 hours a week, 9 to 5, although it might fluctuate a little bit. But man, I haven't done a 40-hour-a-week, 9 to 5 job in, like, what, 11 years or something? I've worked, but I haven't had any job with regular hours like this. So having to readapt to that nonsense. Fortunately, it'll only last for a short time. Whew. Anyhow, last week, I'm trying to get to the job site, and I thought, I'm going to take the alternate route, because you could get there by going down I-25. But I-25 is I-25, and typically a disaster. And there's a couple of different paths that parallel I-25, and so you can use those as your alternate routes. So I thought, well, I'm going to take the path least taken. I'm going to scout that out, make sure it's good and everything, so I know. And I cruise down to where you pick up, what is it? It's Highway 5, I think it is. I navigate by a landmark, not by street names. So I go down to get on it, so go past I-25, and you keep cruising east to take 5 that parallels I-25. And I get to where 14 and 5 meet, and there's a freaking car wreck right there on 5. So 5 is blocked off because 5 is just a little two-lane road. So I'm like, God damn it. So I can't go that way. So I got to turn around, go back to the interstate. So I go down I-25, and I get to where I'm going, and I do my thing. So on the way home, I said, all right, I'm going to drive back home down 5 to scout everything out. So I start going down 5 to get back, and sure as shit, I go down 5 a little ways, and then the road is closed because of course, road construction, because God forbid we don't have any road construction. So I just get, who's blowing your fucking horn? What are you people blowing horns for? Jesus, everybody calm the fuck down. Christ, guys. Oh, wait, it's 0830, so the people who had to be at work at 0800 are just now leaving. And they're all driving like idiots to try to get there on time. People, if you leave enough time to get to your destination, you have to drive like a moron. Okay, but speaking of morons, none of this is why I turned on the recorder today. So happy day after Columbus Day. At least when I'm recording this, this is the Tuesday after Columbus Day. Now, my original intention, I was going to get on the Twitterverse, and I was going to make some spicy memes, and I was going to do some stuff, and I was going to, you know, do some shit posting and all this other stuff. But then, because I took Columbus Day off, I didn't tell the people I'm working for why I needed yesterday off from work. I said, I need Monday off. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. But I took it off because it was Columbus Day, and I was going to celebrate the Europeans coming over here and civilizing the savages and bringing them a functional economy and, you know, spreading whiteness and oppression and slavery and all these other things that we've done. And in the end, I ended up really not hanging out on Twitter and not posting any spicy memes and not even making any spicy memes. Because, you see, when I sat around planning to do all of this stuff, and by planning, I mean just having the intention of doing it. It's not like there was a plan or anything like that. But when I was sitting around coming up with all of this stuff, I forgot something which is excruciatingly important. I forgot something that separates me, the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 16 fucking years on November the 1st, who's right, who is always right, who's always been right, who will always be right, who's never been wrong. And if any of that offends you, you can send him an email at god@cynlibsoc.com. Yes, that's fur baby spelled backwards, @cynlibsoc.com. Whoa, dude, where did you learn to drive? You can do these things. I can do these things. We can do these things. See, I've forgotten what it is that separates me from the pox, from the inferior people, from the leftards, from the conservatives, from the trolls, from the losers, from the neckbeards, from the single mothers. I forgot what it was that makes me superior. And that is that I have a life and I have shit to do. I have things I want to do, like lifting weights and trail running, reading books, and going outside and enjoying the sunshine. And when it all came down to it, even though I did spend a little bit of time on Twitter and did a very, very tiny amount of shit posting, I mean, massively tiny amount of shit posting. I think it was like one shit post. I didn't do all this stuff that I was going to do. I didn't post any spicy memes because, you know what? I just had better things to do with my finite life than put shit on Twitter. I just had better things to do. So here we are, day after Columbus Day. I did look at the, you know, all the Indigenous Peoples Day and all this other shit. Guys, so let's go over a few facts here about Columbus. One of the criticisms lobbed at Christopher Columbus, well, he didn't discover America. Other people were here first. You know, and not just the Indigenous peoples, okay, but other explorers found the continent first. Okay, yes, they did. And first of all, they were all white. But secondly, they may have come here first. You know, is it Leif Erikson or am I confused? I'm driving down the road, so I can't Google shit. Was it Leif Erikson who came here? Okay, great. But these other explorers who came to the North American continent before Columbus, what did they do with it? Well, nothing. They were here, they walked around. They probably killed a few animals. They ate some stuff. They built a fire. Yeah, and then they left. They didn't do anything. Columbus started the process by which things happened. Namely, white people came here and built a nation. It's kind of like people who say, well, I have an idea for a book. Okay, that's great. You know what? A whole lot of people have ideas for books. Everybody's got an idea for a book. I got ideas for all kinds of books. But it doesn't matter that you have an idea for a book. You have to do the work of writing the book. And that's what sets apart somebody who does the work of writing the book from someone who just has an idea. And it's the same thing here. Okay, these other explorers, sure, they may have walked around on the soil of North America, which is like having an idea for a book, but they didn't do anything with it. They didn't do anything. They walked around and they went home. That's why Christopher Columbus is different from the rest of them. And then, of course, there's the whole fucking thing about the oppressions and the slaveries. And all. Guys, look, if Columbus hadn't come here and fucking oppressed you, how would you be able to ask for your fucking reparations? How would you be able to play the fucking slavery card? How would you be able to play the Indigenous peoples card? How would you be able to play all these fucking cards? I mean, it's not like you people over here were creating some kind of functional civilization on your own. People didn't even have the fucking wheel. All right? Europeans are sailing across the goddamn ocean. You don't even know what the wheel is. Sorry, the superior civilization won out. Deal with it. And why did the superior civilization win out? Well, it's because your civilization here on North America had open borders. You didn't have any fucking border control. All these fucking immigrants showed up and displaced you and raped your women and took your land away from you and all this other shit. And gee, right now, the people who did that, their descendants, have open borders. Guess what's happening? People are coming here to our country through our open borders. They're taking our land. They're getting our jobs. They're banging our women. They're bringing their kids over. We're cooking for them. You know, history repeats itself. Open borders did not work out very well for the American Indians. Open borders, they're not going to work out very well for us.